The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, Chapter Number 1, Text Number 7, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasat Hikari, recorded on May 1st, 2012, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Sattvam Raja Tama Iti prakrite na atmana guna na tesham yugapat rajan rasa ulasa eva va sattvam rajastama iti
Sattvam rajastama iti
Prakriter natmano guna
Prakriter natmano guna
Nateshaṁ yugapad rajaṁ
Nateshaṁ yugapad rajaṁ
Rasa ulasa eva va
Rasa ulasa eva va
Sattvam rajastama iti
Sattvam rajastama iti
Prakriter natmano guna Nateshaṁ yugapad rajaṁ
Nateshaṁ yugapad rajaṁ
Rasa ulasa eva va
Rasa ulasa eva va
Sattvam
Sattvam
The mode of goodness
The mode of goodness
Zoribes guna
Raja
Raja
The mode of fashion
Mode of fashion
Aistros guna
Tama The mode of ignorance. Iti. Thus. Prakrite. Of material nature. Na. Not.
Atmana.
Of the spirit soul. Guna,
guna
qualities,
ipatibes,
na,
na,
not,
ne,
tesham,
of them,
you,
you,
yugapat,
yugapat,
simultaneously,
tuo pat metu,
rajan,
rajan,
o king,
o karalu.
Rasa.
Rasa
diminution
Majemas
Ulasa
Ulasa
Prominence
Prominence Iškilimas
Eva
Eva
Certainly
Certainly Neabejotinai
Va
Or
Ar
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada My dear King Parikshit The material qualities, sattva-gun, raja-gun, and tamogun, all belong to the material world and do not even touch the Supreme Personality of Godhead. These three gunas cannot act by increasing or decreasing simultaneously. Purport. The original position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is one of equality. There is no question of his being influenced by sattva-gun, raja-gun, or tamagun, for these material qualities cannot touch the Supreme Lord. The Lord is therefore called the Supreme Ishvar, Ishvaraha Paramakrishnaha. He is the Supreme Controller. He controls the material qualities. Daivi hiyesha gunamayi mama maya maya dakshina prakriti suyate material nature, prakriti, works under his order. How then can he be under the qualities of prakriti? Krishna is never influenced by the material qualities. Therefore, there is no question of partiality in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Parakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunitam Vitam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shivishakan Vitamscha. So, partiality means one who is under the influence of the modes of material nature. Because Krishna is beyond the material modes of nature. Therefore, there is no question of partiality in him. Partiality can only exist within the modes of material nature. So what is that meaning of partiality? You favor those who facilitate your sense gratification. And you hate those who do not facilitate your sense gratification. In other words, the principle of partiality is based on sense gratification. If it gratifies my senses, I like it. If it doesn't gratify my senses, I hate it. So what is the difficulty with this sort of partiality? The difficulty is the self and the senses are different. This partiality is based on the false identification of the self with the material senses. That false identification of the self with the senses, which are nothing more than a covering of the self, is the root cause of all of our suffering. So, do you want to be happy? Do you want to be free of all anxiety? Then don't make the biggest mistake of identifying yourself with your material senses. Such misidentification is suicidal for the living being. Of course, the soul is deathless. So how can we say it's suicidal? But it is virtual suicide. One who identifies with their material body has committed virtual suicide. They have killed their spiritual identity. They have virtually killed their spiritual identity. You know, virtual? Yeah. Spiritual identity cannot be killed, of course. Krishna confirms. Natvevahang jatu nasam, natvang neme janadipa, nachayvana bhavishamam, sarvamayamatahapadam. Never was there a time when I did not exist, nor you, nor all these kings. nor in the future shall any of us cease to be. But one who identifies with the material body, they have virtually killed themselves, you see. They have walked away from their spiritual identity. They lose the remembrance of their spiritual identity. They forget that they're the eternal servant of Krishna. And they misapply the tendency for service here within this material world.
Ir neteisingai pritaiko tarnystės polinkį šitame materialiame pasaulyje.
The nature for service cannot be avoided.
Negali žmogus išvengti polinkio tarnauti.
Because we all have the nature to render service.
Nes tokia yra mūsų prigimtis atlikti tarnystę.
So we can either properly apply it towards Krishna.
Taigi galime tinkamai tai pritaikyti Krishnai tarnauti.
Or we can improperly apply it towards the energy of Krishna.
Arba netinkamai pritaikyti tarnaudami Krishnos energijai.
The material energy of Krishna. That's what we're doing now. We're serving Krishna.
Tarnaujame Krishnai.
But we're serving the material energy of Krishna.
Bet netiesiogiai, o jo materialiai energijai.
And therefore we are not happy.
Todėl esame nelaimingi.
Just like in the state, everyone serves the state.
Pavyzdžiui, kaip šalyje visi tarnauja šalis.
Some serve the state by paying their taxes as free citizens.
Taigi, žmogus gali tarnauti šalį mokėdamas mokesčius ir būdamas laisvo piliečių.
And others who break the law,
kiti, kurie pažeidžia įstatymus,
they serve the state in the prison by force.
Jie per prievartą tarnauja šalį kalėjime.
So you can voluntarily serve God out of love.
Taigi, galite savanoriškai tarnauti Dievui iš meilės jam.
Or you can involuntarily be forced to serve the Lord's material energy.
Arba nesavanoriškai būti priversti tarnauti Dievo energijai.
But you cannot give up service.
Bet tarnauti vis viena turite.
If you do not serve Krishna,
jei netarnaujat Krishnai,
you will serve your senses.
Tarnausite savo juslėms.
If you cannot serve God,
jeigu negali tarnauti Dievui,
you will serve sabaka.
Tarnausite šunį.
You will serve dog. Is it? They do that. They keep a dog, and we see. Yesterday, we saw them walking the dog. Actually, the dog was walking them. The dog was running here, running there, sniffing everything, and they're running to keep up with him, serve him. So if you don't serve God, you must serve dog. So what is the result of, we have to study which type of service is better. As I serve God, what do I get? I get an eternal life full of knowledge and bliss. I get a spiritual body that never gets sick, that never gets old and never dies. And if you serve a dog, what do you get? You will die thinking of your beloved dog. And you will take birth as a dog in your next life. You can be a cute little popper, cocker spaniel. Or a fierce German shepherd. Is it? But you become dog.
That's all.
Or maybe a cat. You see. So you have to decide what kind of service you want. Based on what is the result of that service. Don't be a fool. Use your intelligence. Don't listen to the foolish scientists. The psychologists. The physicists. They are full of nonsense. What is the value of their words? Simply speculation. They can say any damn nonsense. Because they use big, big fancy words, everyone applauds them. Oh, you're a great scientist. In this regard, there's a very nice Bengali saying. Pagale kina bole, chagale kina kaya. Pagalai kina bolai, what a madman will not speak.
Tai ką, tu išprotėjęs.
He can say anything. What a madman will not speak.
Išprotėjęs gali bet ką šnekėti.
Pagalai, that's a madman, you see.
Išprotėjęs žmogus.
Kina, what he will not, kina, what not, bolai, he will say. Pagalai, kina bolai, what a madman will not say.
Kągi, kvailas žmogus, išprotėjęs nešnekės.
And shagalai, that's goat.
Goat?
Goat.
O
Shagalai kina kaya. What a goat will not eat. A goat can eat anything. And a madman can say anything. So these scientists, they are like goats. They can say any mad nonsense, you see. And because they have big title, PhD, Nobel laureate, people applaud them, oh, you're a great scientist. But actually, they're just like goats. They can speak any nonsense. A madman can say any nonsense. You see. So if you follow the Pagale Sampradaya, the Sampradaya of the madmen, you see, and you become like that. You become Pagle Chagale. You become like a goat. But we are not following that Sampradaya. We are following the Paramahamsa Sampradaya. You see. The great swan-like devotees of the Lord. How are we following that? By discussing Srimad Bhagavatam. Prabhupada enlightened us in his purport the other day that this is the pastime of Narada Muni. He is discussing Srimad Bhagavatam. So, if we discuss Srimad Bhagavatam, we are following in the sacred foot dust, the sacred footsteps of Narada Muni. And if you follow Narada Muni's footpath, what will happen to you? Do you know what will happen to you? You follow the path of Narada Muni. You become a liberated spaceman. Yeah. So, by discussing this Bhagavatam, we become liberated souls of him. Just by this activity of hearing and chanting Bhagavatam, we will all become liberated souls. Bhagavatam has such power. So therefore, we are not interested in these scientists, mental speculators. We want to hear from the real scientists like Srila Vyasadeva and Narada Muni. We want to take shelter of that boat at the lotus feet of Krishna, as described in the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam. Samashrutaye palapallava plavam mahatpadang punja jusho marare Bhavam Bhadira Bhatsa Param Param Padam 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 Yadu Padam Nate Sham. Such nice poetry. Srila Vyasadeva. What a master poet. He says, for one who takes shelter of the boat of Lord Sri Krishna's lotus feet, who is the shelter of this causing manifestation, and it was famous for killing that rascal demon named Muda. This vast, insurmountable ocean of material existence becomes zip, reduced down to the amount of water contained within the hoofprint of a calf. Now, if it was a rainy day and you were walking, you were trying to get through all the puddles on the sidewalk, you see. And some of the puddles were big, you might get your feet wet, you see. But if there's a puddle that's that big, well, you have any trouble with that puddle?
Ar jums bus bėdų su tokia balute?
Na, you can easily step over, you will not get wet, you see.
Galite lengvai perlipti per.
So for those who take shelter of Krishna, this material world becomes that big, that's it, nothing else. It becomes a little insignificant puddle. Vatsapadam, no bigger than a hoof pit of a calf. So how do you find the lotus feet of Krishna? Well, you could go to Kamyavan and see him on top of the mountain. Imprinted in the rock where Krishna stepped on the rock. If you don't happen to live in Kamyavan near that mountain with a footprint on it, what will you do? Well, Krishna's holy name and his lotus feet are non-different. So you will take shelter of the Hare Krishna mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You will get the shelter of the two lotus feet of Krishna. If you will take shelter of this Hare Krishna mantra, the entire material world, all the way from Patala Loka to Brahma Loka, will shrink to the little, that little big hoof print of a calf size. And you'll easily be able to step over it, you see. This morning I got an email from one student. And this student was bewildered. Because in the school, there's so much bad association. So many harsh words that are very painful to hear. It's so lonely with no devotee association. You can't fit into the group because they're all into sex and drugs and you can't fit into it. So you get all depressed. And you can't even chant. So they asked me to help them. Please guide me, Guru Maharaj, how to get out of this horrible position I'm in. So I explain that even when you're going through difficulties, you still eat, don't you? You stop eating when there's difficulty? You keep eating. No, you keep eating. Even if there's difficulty, you still eat. So when you eat, what are you feeding? You're feeding the covering of the actual self. You're not feeding the self, you're feeding the covering of the self. So if you're going to feed the covering of the self, through all circumstances of happiness and distress, would you not feed the real self through all conditions of happiness and distress? That wouldn't make any sense, would it? To feed the covering of the self and not feed the self. So therefore I instructed this student that you should rise, you should every day you must chant Hare Krishna Japa. He must rise early, if possible, and chant, take bath and chant before sunrise, very nice japa. And then when you hear the harsh words of those students on the college campus, they'll just bounce off. They won't penetrate your consciousness. You see. And then you won't feel lonely anymore. Because by the mercy of the Holy Name, you will always be able to associate with Guru and Krishna and Vaishnavas within your heart. And when you're associating with Guru, Krishna and Vaishnavas, you will not be depressed. So in this way, my dear devotees, If you simply take shelter of Krishna's holy names, then the whole material world will shrink down to the vatsapadam for you. An insignificant little puddle. And crossing over it will be, as we say in America, a piece of cake. So, are there any questions?
Yeah. I have a question about the topic. For example, someone doesn't like us. For example, you're in the temple, and someone doesn't like us, some batas. Ar tai reiškia, kad aš priimu prieglobstį prie juslių, ar tai reiškia, kad aš priimu prieglobstį prie Krišnos?
For example, I'm making service in the temple and I don't like some devotee. So does it mean that I'm taking shelter of the senses?
Yes.
Taip.
One who is actually Krishna conscious, he loves everyone.
Tas, kuris yra Krishna sąmoningas, jis myli visus.
They may be likeable, they may not be likeable, but he loves everyone.
They may be
likeable or not likeable. They may be a nice person or they may be a grouchy person.
Nesvarbu, ar asmenybės yra nuostabės ar nenuostabės, visas myli.
But one who is Krishna conscious, he's the well-wishing friend of everyone.
Tas, kuris Krishna sąmoningas, jis link gero visiems.
Even those who deal with him in an inimical way.
Netgi tiems, kurie su juo negražiai elgiasi.
He repays that hatred with love.
Ir jis transformuoja šitą blogį į meilę.
That is a Vaishnava.
Tai yra Vaishnava.
He's always giving love to everyone.
Jis visą laiką visiems duoda meilę.
Next question.
Kitas klausimas.
Yeah.
Kaip nepersimti to negatyvo, kurį kitas žmogus pavyzdžiui siunčia? Jis nori tiesiog atiduoti savo.
Jeigu kiti žmonės mums duoda kaip tik visokius negatyvius jausmus, kaip neprisisungti to negatyvo?
If there is some persons who like to have bad feelings and how not to take, if someone is giving something bad mood, bad words to you, how not
bad words?
Yes, and he's bad to you. So how not to also become this, how not to take this mood, how to transform it to love?
Well, there's different techniques. One time in the Pujari room, when Godbrother got really angry at me, he hit me. So I didn't hit him back, or I didn't even say any harsh words to him. I simply said, you hit a Brahmin. And he was completely defeated by those words. Because I second initiated a devotee, I'm a Brahmin, you see. And to hit a Brahmin is a great offense. So I didn't get angry, I didn't hit him, I didn't yell, I just went in a very cool-headed way, I just said, Prabhu, you hit a Brahmin. And he was like, completely defeated. So you just have to use your intelligence sometimes. When somebody's, you know, acting like, you know, a barking dog, you just, you don't bark back at a barking dog, do you? And you're coming down to his level, you know. You got to be a Paramahamsa, Prabhu. Okay.
O jeigu tie atsidavę abu brahmanai viens kitam netyčia suduoda.
There is two brahmanas who beat each other.
They're not brahmanas, they are creepanas.
They are brahmanas, they are creepanas.
They should take off their threads. They're not Brahmins. A Brahmin doesn't do that. Why are they wearing a thread? Doesn't make sense. They're making a false show of being a Brahmin. A Brahmin is peaceful. You have not studied the qualities of a Brahmin in Bhagavad Gita. In chapter 18, Shamadamastapa Shocham Shantirarjama Mevacha jnanam viganamasti kam brahma karmas pavavajam. The first quality of a Brahman, he's peaceful. Shama. The next quality, Shama, he's sense control. Tapa, he's austere. Saucham, he's clean. He doesn't live like a pig. Is he? Saucham, Chantir, he's very tolerant. Arjam, he's very honest. Gyanam, he has full theoretical knowledge, Vedic wisdom. Vigyanam, he applies that knowledge 24 hours a day in all times, places, and circumstances. You listen to me. Astikyam, he is full of Krishna consciousness. That is a Brahman. So before you point fingers at others, point fingers at yourself. See your own faults and rectify them. You see, be an acharya. Next question. Yeah.
Ar yra prasmė priimti brahmanės iniciaciją, kol dar žmogus neturi tų savybių?
Is there some sense to take second initiation before you have this quality?
Second initiation means that you're fixed in chanting 16 rounds and following the four regular principles. And if you're doing that, then all these brahmanical qualities will come. So we can give you second initiation. I mean, I know because I got my second from Prabhupada directly. Well, that was really a special day, I tell you. You put the thread over me. Oh, it was really special. But Prabhupada asked me one question. He didn't say, have you developed all the brahmanical qualities? He said, are you chanting 16 rounds regularly? And I said, oh yes. And he gave me the thrill. Yes. So if one is fixed in following these regulated principles, chanting, and he doesn't sleep in the morning, that's another quality. A Brahman doesn't sleep in the morning. Prabhupada said, anybody who sleeps in the morning, they shouldn't be given second initiation. So if you're following these, you're chanting 16 rounds and following the regular principles, and you're getting up in the morning regularly, early in the morning, not it's after the sun comes up, then you can be given second initiation and develop these qualities. Because you have them, anyone who's chanting regularly, they have them to a certain extent already. Otherwise, how they continue to chant? They must be developing some saintly quality. Otherwise, they wouldn't get any taste from the chanting. So they're already developing these qualities. Now continue developing them. Make them stronger. Your peaceful now become more peaceful. Your sense control now become more sense control. Your austere now become more austere. Your clean now become more clean. In this way, your tolerant now become more tolerant. In this way. That is second initiation. Next question.
Bendravimas su materialistais, kaip jeigu su tampiu galima sakyti kaip bokso kriaušė, jeigu visais negatyvės emocijos tiesiog tradicija tampa į tave išlėti. Ką daryti, kokį duoti atkirti, ar duoti atkirti, ar nuolankiai priimti?
Čia darbė turite minėti.
Taip.
Jeigu darbė, visi bendradarbiai yra pripratę negatyvės emocijas išlėti, kaip elgtis ant manęs? In the work, all colleagues always giving bad emotions to me. So how to handle all these things?
Go deeper into Krishna consciousness.
Reikia eiti giliau į Krishna sąmonę.
And that all those bad residues bounce right off of you.
Ir tada visas tas blogis nuo jūsų atšoks.
Without affecting you.
Visiškai nepalietęs jūsų.
You have to, it's like wearing a bulletproof vest.
Tai kaip turėti neperšaunamą liemenę.
If you don't have a bulletproof vest on and somebody shoots you, then they'll kill you.
Jeigu be tos liemenės jūs kažkas šaus, tai jūs nužudys.
But if you're wearing a bulletproof vest, and they shoot you, and it doesn't penetrate your body, you see. The bulletproof vest will save you from someone shooting you, you see. So they're shooting all these poisonous words at you. So you have to wear a bulletproof vest. And what is that bulletproof vest? Chant 16 rounds, a very good japa every day. That will protect you. You can just feel sorry for them, that's
all.
Feel compassionate, they're so foolish people. They have no realization, they have no happiness. In this way. Next question.
Aš pasakė, taip pat dar noriu papildymą tokį klausimą, ar tai reiškia, kad tai yra mūsų neišmoktos pamokos, kada mes taip pat priimam šitą negatyvą, kad kažko mes neišmokė, nerealizavę.
Kada mes priimam iš kitų žmonių negatyvės, kada mus paveikia kitų žmonių negatyvus.
Ar tai neišmoktos pamokos?
Ar tai reiškia, kad mes kažko neišmokom?
It means that we missed to learn some lesson if we are taking this negative inside us from other people.
If we're affected by it, it means we still have some lessons to learn. Yeah. Yeah, if you're being agitated by all of this, that means you haven't developed your... You haven't gone deep enough into Nama Mantra meditation yet. Yeah.
Jeigu jūs veikia išorinės aplinkybės, reiškia dar pakankamai giliai nepanėrėt į švento vardo meditaciją.
Your bulletproof vest hasn't been fully put on yet, it's only halfway on.
Reiškia dar tik pusiau užsidėjot savo neperšaunamą liemenę.
You gotta put that bulletproof vest on really, really well, so no matter where they shoot, they're not gonna kill you.
Tą liemenę reikia tikrai labai gerai užsidėti, kad visus šūvius galėtumėt atlaikyti.
So it's natural in the beginning, it takes time to become expert. You have to become Paramahamsa, actually, that's what it really means. It's not an overnight thing. It's going to take time, you have to be patient. You're recovering from Bhava Rog, the disease of material sense gratification. So it takes time to heal. But if you will take the medicine, given by the doctor, your spiritual master, and every day you must chant at least 16 rounds, and you will strictly follow the diet, only take Krishna Prasad, with no exceptions, then you'll become very strong. And the material nature will just bounce right off. It won't disturb you. It will become reduced to vatsapadam. When you go to your office, instead of feeling like you're in the mouth of Agasur, you'll feel like you're looking at a little tiny puddle. That's
all.
So for one who is not properly taking shelter of Harinam, going to work on Monday morning is like walking in the mouth of Agasur. But for one who has taken shelter of the Holy Name, that office and all the employees is just a little vatsapadam.
You
can easily step over it and not be disturbed by it. Yeah.
Ir mokyta paklausti, ką reiškia tikrai, ką reiškia gerai sukartotas šventas vardas ir koks rezultatas, jeigu jis nėra taip gerai sukartotas.
What does it mean really good 16 rounds and what is the...
What is the meaning of good rounds?
Yes.
Means avoiding the offenses.
Geri ratai reiškia išvengti žaidimų.
Any other question?
Can you explain about these 10 offenses?
You don't know the 10 offenses?
I want to hear one more time.
Okay. It's pretty important. Everyone should know what are the 10 offenses.
And
how to avoid them. The first offense is to be a...
Jeigu matai žinorišinio ateitų į Mangalartą, tai kiekvieną dieną išgirsto tos 10 žaidimų, kurios atsidavusi.
Do you recite them every day at home?
Ar namie kartuojant jas?
You don't have them memorized?
Nemokat.
Oh.
I'm saying in the temple the devotees are doing every
day. I know they are, but she don't live in the temple.
Taip, bet matai žinorišinio gyvena šventykloje.
So, for those who live in the temple, they recite them every day. And those who live outside the temple, they should also recite them every day. At least until you memorize them. One should, every devotee should memorize the 10 offenses. The first offense is to blaspheme the devotees who have dedicated lives for propagating the holy names of the Lord all over the world.
Pirmas įžeidimas yra kritikuoti atsidavusiuosius, kurie aukoja visą savo gyvenimą, kad skleisi šventą vardą visame pasaulyje.
The second offense is to consider the chanting of the names of Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva to be equal to the name of Lord Vishnu.
Antras įžeidimas yra puzių vardus, tokių kaip Brahma arba Shiva, prilyginti Dievo vardu.
Third offense is if you disobey your Guru Maharaj.
Trečias įžeidimas – nevykdyti Guru nurodymų.
Fourth offense is to blaspheme the Vedic literature or literature in pursuance of the Vedic version. The fifth offense is to consider the glories of Hare Krishna chanting to be an exaggeration. The sixth offense is to give some mundane interpretation like the Sanskrit scholars do, you see, on the holy name.
Savaip interpretuoti šventus vardus.
The seventh offense is to commit sinful activities on the strength of chanting.
Septintas įžeidimas yra atlikti nuodėmingą veiklą galvojant, kad visiems šventas vardas apvalys.
The eighth offense is to chant Hare Krishna for some material purpose.
Aštuntas įžeidimas kartoti Hare Krishna, kad gaut kažką materialaus.
Like I want to get a new job, so I'm going to do just chanting so I get hired by the employer.
Arba darbą arba didesnį atlyginimą.
Don't chant for any material purpose. Just chant to develop love of God. The ninth offense is to instruct the glories of the holy name to persons who are unfaithful or blasphemous. Tenth offense is to maintain your material attachments. And it's also an offense to be inattentive while chanting. So this list is given in the Nectar of Devotion. Every devotee should be familiar with these offenses. And be working diligently on a daily basis to perfect their chanting. Next question.
I want to say my
sincere thank you for the biggest gift in my life, for this mantra, pranama mantra. It's very important to me. Thank you very much.
She's thanking me for the pranama mantra. I'm very happy you're chanting my pranama mantra.
Mataji padėkojo už didžiausią dovaną, kad mokytis tokią pranama mantrą, mokytis ir patenkintas irgi, kad mataji padėkojo pranama.
The more one becomes attached to their spiritual master, the more they make advancement in Krishna consciousness.
Kuo daugiau žmogus tampa prisirišęs prie savo dvasinio mokytojo, tuo daugiau pažengia dvasiškai.
I couldn't hear everything. What is it? What is your point? What did she say?
To chant pranama means all life chant 16 rounds and only prasadam and regulative principles.
Yeah, that's a good point. There's pranamantra on the lips to actually say, and that's very good. But you make, but you can turn your whole life into pranam mantra. You become by your very life you are doing pranam mantra 24 hours a day by obeying your spiritual master's orders. At least 16 rounds daily. Four-legged principles. Only take Krishna Prasad. Read Prabhupada's books as much as possible. Hear lectures. Do service. Go on Harinam. Distribute books. These things. This means your whole life is pranam mantra. Then. Next question.
Mokytojas minėjo, kad pas Dievą galima prašyti tik tai tėvos meilės. Jeigu mes ją gausime, mes tada mylėsim visus, bet mylėti apskritai visus tai yra tas pats, kaip įkišti savo galvą, išsižiojusi krokodilą ir galvoti, kad jis mūsų mylė. Galbūt galima prašyti ir kitų savybių, tokių kaip nuoširdumas, draugiškumas, gudrumas, tam, kad geriau tarnauti.
Ar pamanysiu lietuviškai perfrazą, turi pasakysi, nes... Nu. Tos krokodilus labai sunku išversti. Reiškia, mokytis sakė, kad reikia kartuoti šventą vardą tik tai tikinti, prašant tėvos meilės, bet jau galima prašyti kitų gražių savybių, kurios padės tarnauti. Pavyzdžiui, teisingumą,
draugiškumą.
Nu, užteks, kad esame suprasti.
You said that we should chant only for begging for pure love. But can we ask something like what can help to love? For example, that we can become friendly, or we can become honest.
If you simply pray to develop love of God, all the good qualities will automatically come. You don't need to endeavor separately for them. If you develop love for Krishna, you'll naturally become pure in every way. Your honesty and compassion, all the good qualities will manifest in you automatically if you awaken pure love of God within your heart. So just focus on becoming a pure devotee. And then everything is there.
Ir viską gausi.
Next question.
Kaip anksčiau Prabhupada buvo pastebėtina, kad jauni baktai atėjo nuo 20 metų, priimė Prabhupados prieglobstį ir iki dabar esą senesi kaip išsivadavusios sielos praktiškai jau. Tai kodėl dabar va, taip kažkaip nevyksta? Ar čia tokių asmenybių nesimato, kad būtų daug masiškai, kaip Prabhupada primėti va, šimtai buvo iš karto?
Šimtimis tūkstančių.
Jo, nu aišku, ten liko tie atvyrybės atidavę, tai dar mažiau, bet vis tiek kokia masė buvo. Dabar kažkaip tai nėra, kad masiškai būtų senesinės. Ir dabar...
Tai kad nuo nu, jaunystės senesinės nėra, kad daug kas...
Jo, va, dabar va, Lietuvoje net ir kas po 20 metų praktikuoja, tai tik kai vienas pas mus va, yra, kaip galima skaityti senesis. Kodėl nėra tokia masinė praiška, kad va, dabar va, jaunas baktas, jie tik brakmačiaris, jau jis senesis. Kaip ten būdavo, kad jie taip taigiai šokdavo?
Kaip čia buvo, kodėl taip nėra, kad Prabhupados laikais jauni žmonės priimdavo senesą ir daug kas išlaikė tą senesą iki pat dabar. Kodėl dabar nėra tokio masiškai priimamos senesas nuo jaunystės?
During Prabhupada times, many people accept, young people accept senesą and still keeping, they still keeping this senesa. So why now young people... Not so many young people take accepting sannyas, while in Prabhupada times, so many...
We have many sannyasis now.
But not young people, not...
You know,
like Prabhupada...
Well, how young? Well, you mean their 20s?
Yes.
Well, in those days, we had to have young men taking sannyas because everybody, we were all in our 20s.
Tais laikais turėjo jauni priimti sannyasis, nes nebuvo vyresnių, nebuvo šių, tai jauni ir buvo.
But it's very difficult to take sannyasa when he's 20.
But sannyasa 20 metų priimti yra sudėtingas reikalas.
That's why many of them didn't make it.
Todėl daugumai ir nepavyko jo išlaikyti.
So if by making it harder now to accept sannyasa, we're having a better You can say a lower fatality rate for sannyasis nowadays in ISKCON.
Todėl ISKCON dabar yra labai sudėtingi standartai, kad žmogus galėtų priimti standartą.
Now they make it much harder to take sannyas.
Dabar daug sunkiau gauti sannyasą, todėl...
So we have much fewer sannyasis falling down now than before.
Dėl to dabar daug mažiau sannyasių, daug daugiau sannyasių sugeba išlaikyti tą sannyasą negu anksčiau.
Would you like to take sannyas?
I want to get these qualities of sannyas.
Yes, that's very nice. Then you become first class brahmachari. That you only want to hear about Krishna. You only want to talk about Krishna. And then someday you become sannyasi. Next question.
Yeah. Tu sako, atėpė materialius troškimus iš savo atsidavusių ir dovanojim savo prieglausį, netgi jo neieško. Galėtų gal paaiškinti.
Čia mat Bhagavatame toksai posmas, kad pusdėvė sako, kad Krishna atėmė iš savo atsidavusių materialius troškimus ir duoda savo prieglausį, net ir tuo atveju, jeigu jie jo neieško. Kaip punktas galėtų tai pakomentuoti?
There is one verse in Shrimad Bhagavatam, there demigods praying that Krishna takes away material desires and give his shelter even if one doesn't want that.
When Krishna is very kind, he takes away all, for those who are materially attached, Krishna very kindly takes away all their material facilities so they can do nothing but take shelter of Krishna.
Žmogus yra labai materialiai prisirišęs, Krishna maloningai iš jo viską atima ir jam nieko nebelieka, kai priim Krishnos
prieglobstį. I think that's the verse you're talking about.
Ar manau, kad apie šitą posmą tu kalbėjai, ar ne?
Ten sako jo, bet paskui dadeda, kad ta prasme netgi jisai...
Net jeigu nenori.
Net jeigu jie nėra.
But it is said that Krishna does this even if devotees don't want shelter. But Krishna still gives shelter.
I don't... The verse that I'm aware of doesn't... You have to show me the verse.
Yeah.
Because if one wants to be a devotee at the same time as holding on to their material attachments, then Krishna will take away the material attachments.
Taigi, jeigu kažkas nori būti atsidavusi, bet tuo pat metu labai turi daug materialių prisirišimų, tai Krishna tos prisirišimus atims.
Being very kind upon that devotee.
Tokiu būdu parodinamas malonė tam atsidavusiam.
For those who don't want to be devotees, they get their facility or they lose their facility strictly according to their karma.
Bet tie, kurie nenori tapti atsidavusiais, juos griežtai veikia karmos dėsnis. Ir jie gauna kažką arba praranda pagal karmos dėsnį.
Next question.
Sekantis klausimas.
Prieš daug metų, kai dar Krishnos judėjimas buvo pogrindyje, čia vat Lietuvoje, aš gavau dovanų statulėlę į sandalo medžio Krishnos. Ir tada, kai dar nežinojau jokių, kaip sakant, standartų autoriuką, tai buvo vienintelė priemonė, į kurią aš galėdavau nusilenkti ir visko prašyti ir kaip pasukvokdavau. Bet šiuo metu namų sąlygom aš jau turiu pagal tam tikrų standartus tą autorėlį. Ir dabar nežinau, ką man toliau daryti su būtent tą Krishnos dėlyti.
Prieš daug metų aš gavau Krishnos statulėlę ir ją laikiau ant altoriaus, nes nežinau standartų ir kaip man dabar elgtis.
Many years before I got Krishnos diti, wooden Krishnos diti, and I was keeping it on the altar, but now I know that there is specific standards of ditis. So what I should do with this?
Was a deity of Krishna?
Wooden diti of Krishna.
Wooden deity of Krishna. I would, if I were you, I would take it off the altar and just keep it as like a memory, I wouldn't keep it as a worshipable deity. I don't recommend people keeping Krishna as a worshipable deity unless they're qualified to do all the necessary pujas every day.
Nerekomenduoju Krishnos statulėlės laikyti ant altoriaus kaip dievybės, tol, kol žmogus nekvalifikuotas.
I would take it off the altar as a reminder of Krishna and in a very nice place on a shelf to remind you of Krishna.
Tiesiog kažkur gražinti ant jums padėčiau ir kad laikyčiau tiesiog kaip statulėlę.
You want deities? The best thing, Prabhupada said, is to come to the temple and worship these deities. That's always the best thing. If you're not close enough to come here and regularly worship these deities, and you want deities, then Garnitai is what you should get. We have, right now in ISKCON, we have, there's many, many sevaparads being committed in our movement against deities. Even in the temples, they're not properly worshipping them. So one should not take other than Garnitai deities in one's home. Because there's no offense for Garnitai. But as soon as you start worshipping Krishna, Radha Krishna, then you're getting into a very, very intense requirements. Daily bathing and dressing. Three artis a day. You can never, if you travel, you have to arrange for the deity you worship when you're gone, or take the deity with you. It's a whole lifetime. It's very, very Garnitai is okay, but other deities, it's, I don't recommend any other deities for any of my disciples or anyone in ISKCON. Unless they've gotten permission from their spiritual master. So our time is up. I've been informed I have one last lecture now. It's at 4 o'clock this afternoon.
4 o'clock, but not here, public place.
Oh, a public lecture. Okay.
Prie soboro, adresas jis yra
26B, Gedimino.
Gedimino gatvė 26B.
So this is my last public lecture. I mean, temple lecture.
Dabar jis paprašyta, šeštą, bus ketvirtą, jo?
Kur paštą
pašau? Tomorrow I'm not giving the class. Because there's not time. I have to go to the airport tomorrow.
Rytoj nebus paskaitų, tai šiandien paskutinė paskaita bus ketvirtą valandą.
Now, Kedarnath Prabhu has been insisting that I come for the summer festival.
Kedarnath Prabhu labai prašo mokytojo, kad jis
atvyktų. You think I should come?
Į vasaros festivalį. Ar galvojate, kad mokytojas turėtų čia atvykti?
Our schedule is very tight, and so we're seeing if we can squeeze in 2 days, at least 2 days. It's not guaranteed yet, but we're trying. So we might be here for the summer.
Hare
So we thank you very much for so kindly taking good care of us here. Achilabai.
They have special announcement.
Really? What? What is that announcement? Special announcement? Go ahead, whatever it is.
Turime specialo tokį dar pranešimą, kad šiandieną yra gimtadienis guru žmonos, Matašės Krišnakurija. Today is birthday of Mataji Vishnupriya Devadasi. We all have very, very thankful because she is all of us mother, and we are thankful for all energy Mataji is giving to bring to come here and to take care. And no one, we know for sure that no one in all universe is not getting such nice training as we are getting from Mataji, and we are extremely, extremely thankful because of Mataji we can make rapid progress in Krishna consciousness.